Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
If you're renting an apartment in Boston or looking to rent, you won't be surprised by this next story. Boston has some of the highest rents in the nation, and they're going up. The average monthly rent is now just under $1,900, up more than 7% since last year. And if you're looking for a fashionable Back Bay address, the vacancy rate is a minuscule 1%, and a two-bedroom apartment will cost you nearly $2,900 a month. The new data comes from the Somerville-based brokerage Rental Beast, and Ishai Grinberg is the president. Welcome to Radio Boston. Good to have you in.
Yeah, good to be here.
So, Ishai, have we ever seen rents this high before in Boston?
Rental Beast nor I have been around forever, but we've been around for the last 10 years, and these are the highest rents we've seen over the past 10 years.
Remind us why they are so high.
I think there's a variety of socioeconomic reasons. Well, number one, Boston is a market that's driven in large part because of the universities, and enrollment has continuously climbed. I think another reason would be 5-6 years ago, people had much easier access to a mortgage. So if they wanted to purchase a property, they could have. The lending standards have done a 180. So now it's very difficult to get a mortgage. So some people just can't buy. So they are forced to rent. Other people can buy, but just made the decision that they don't want to be in debt for the next 30 years. And they're maybe not convinced that the sales market has hit rock bottom. So they just choose to rent. Another reason may just be that sellers, unless you have a fabulous property that you have to sell, it's really not the best time to sell. Prices aren't doing that great. So it's possible that the inventory on the for sale side isn't attractive enough to attract as many sellers. All those things combined put a lot of pressure on the rental market.
In a lot of ways, of course, this is a tough reality for a lot of folks. But do high rents suggest anything positive about what's going on with the local economy, in your view?
In my view, this is great news. I think it's only positive.
Really?
So
tell me why.
Well, I don't think it's news that it's expensive to rent in the Back Bay and Beacon Hill. And it's true that vacancy rates are lower than they've been. And it's true that rents keep climbing up, but that's a reality that's been around for a long time. They may have jumped up more than usual, but I don't classify that as news. I think what's happening, and it's been happening for a long time, is because people can't afford or can't find inventory in the immediate downtown area, it helps neighborhoods around the downtown area get developed. For example, if you look at South Boston 6 years ago and what transformation it's been through, the Seaport area where you have, you know, world-class restaurants, new convention center, new hotels, pharma companies going in there now, that neighborhood has gone through a serious transformation. East Boston is now going through a similar type of evolution. Even Somerville, where we're based, Davis Square and Porter Square red line stops are now extremely popular. They weren't nearly as popular a few years ago. So being on that list of the most expensive towns to live in, I think, is parallel to also the most desirable places to live in. And even though it's expensive to live here and it's expensive to live in places like New York and San Francisco, people are interested in living here. The quality of life is better. There are more amenities and more opportunities.
So that's what the high rents suggest. But do you think we're approaching a tipping point where it's going to be more affordable to own than to continue to pay these higher rents?
I think that's already happening in certain neighborhoods. I think with current mortgage rates, you can make the case that it's cheaper to pay a mortgage than rent a two-bedroom in some neighborhoods. The problem is that you're buying into 30 years of something that could be a depreciating asset. So the question is not, is it more affordable in the next 12 months, which is the length of a typical lease? Question is it the right decision much longer term when you're looking to buy? It's a much bigger decision.
So high rents and very low vacancy rates in Boston proper. What about outside of Boston? What are you seeing?
Rents are going up across the board, and we track the entire state. Rental Beast manages a database. We have access to a little more than 320,000 units. There are still very affordable places. And I think another positive outcome of what's happening downtown is even on the municipal and state level, there is an investment in infrastructure. So, for example, trains, bus lines are being added, train stations are being renovated. It becomes a lot easier to commute even from the Metro West area or from North Shore, from the South Shore. prices do go up, but there are still a lot of affordable places. $1,300 for a two-bedroom in East Boston, very reasonable. $1,500 in average for a two-bedroom in Jamaica Plain, which is right there, very reasonable. $1,600, $1,700 for a two-bedroom in South Boston. So I think it's okay if not everybody lives in the Back Bay.
Well, right now we're in the midst of the student housing rush as students are beginning to come back into the city and getting ready for the fall. What do you recommend for people looking for an apartment in the next month or so?
About 60% of all the turnover in Boston happens on September 1st. So anybody living in Boston knows that look out your window September 1st at some sort of a scene resembling Black Hawk Down. Trucks everywhere, furniture on the street, etc. So if you're still looking for an apartment on August 15th or September 1st, my advice is if you can surf a couch with a friend and avoid trying to find a place for September and look for October, you'll end up with a better deal. If you can't do that, you just have to show a tremendous amount of flexibility and open yourself up to a bunch of areas. The inventory for September comes out extremely early, January or February. So what's left now is really, those are not the best options out there.
Ishai Grinberg, thanks so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Ishai Grinberg is the president of Rental Beast in Somerville.
Up next, Boston could win millions for your great idea. It's part of a nationwide competition to find the most innovative solutions for city problems. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.